More gang activity in Washington. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. As sure as the Earth revolves around the sun and the solar system hurtles through the Milky Way, the U.S. government is tumbling towards the fiscal cliff, a man-made precipice constructed entirely of negative numbers, which will force huge government spending cuts and hit 88% of taxpayers with a tax increase averaging $3,500. It may sound hopeless, but help is on the way.
CBS News has learned that a select group of U.S. senators who call themselves the Gang of Eight will meet for the next 3 days in Virginia at Mount Vernon, the home of George Washington.
And under the steely gaze of the father of our country, this gang of four Republicans and four Democrats will try to steer us away from the fiscal cliff. Just as back in 2010, the 18-member Simpson-Bowles Committee tried to do it. And just last year, the 12-member Supercommittee tried to do it. Now the Gang of Eight will try to do it. At least the gangs are getting smaller. By the way, the other development on the fiscal front is that, according to the latest Obama ad,
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
We finally know who to blame for the government's money troubles.
Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay, Dennis Kozlowski, criminals, gluttons of greed, and the evil genius who towered over them. One man has the guts to speak his name.
Big Bird. Big Bird. Big Bird.
It's me, Big Bird.
Big, yellow, a menace to our economy.
Ah, this is what democracy looks like. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.